So Coffee Mama Jumbo spent another 3 days at the London School of Coffee. It's becoming a habit, but this time I spent it with quite a special guy. He's from Denmark. He is a scientist. He's a philosopher. And he just happens to be fascinated by coffee and to roast pretty well. So I've done a 3-day roasting course with Morten, and I let Morten pronounce his surname.
Morten Münchau.
Münchau. It's not that difficult. And in fact, yesterday, and I'll come to that later, why I think probably you're called Münchau, but maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, one thing to just introduce you more. So this philosophy combined with science actually is the fascinating component of who Morten is, because the seeking spirit is not enough. You want to qualify and quantify things, which makes it extremely interesting. So I have this vision of you because for 3 days, often you termed the word headless chicken. So that would be your worst nightmare, to run around like a headless chicken.
Because, I tried it.
Yeah, you tried it and it didn't suit you, right? So just explain briefly kind of the outlines of the course and what roasting is about. Not just very briefly and kind of concise.
Yeah, this course focuses on quality control, I would say. So it's to get people to understand very basically what is the roasting process, and especially what is the heat transfer process, and divide it into the different types of heat transfer types that exist, and just make it really easy for people to understand, so it's not this strange scientist explaining things that are very theoretical. So I also have these practical, a bit funny and ridiculous examples for people to feel themselves these different kind of heat transfer. So I'm trying to take it to the very basics and then just extract from this very basic understanding a lot of consequences for, okay, if the beans are like this in this period and you've got this these different types of heat transfers possible, what should you do at this stage? And then try to divide the whole roasting process up to different specific stages, and then with the logic introduced earlier, try to get a quite intuitive understanding how to handle this and how to handle problems and how to avoid defects in roasting and things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
and I must say from day one, where the theory in the morning just immediately brought us to a little Dietrich 500 gram roaster, the first approach was still a bit kind of apprehensive, but you made it so simple that actually playing with one parameter first, which is the heat alone, It just built up the confidence. And the next day introducing, for example, the airflow, so another parameter to play with, You installed, in me personally, and I think in the group, a lot of confidence to demystify something that is fascinating, but also, you actually look at it with a lot of respect. So I think the structure of your course was immensely helpful in that sense and very inspiring. So first of all, thank you for that.
Thank you.
But then, your fascination for coffee and why roasting?
I'm quite sure it's a coincidence. I think it combines, because it was a coincidence because I was employed as a roastmaster without having ever roasted a single bean. So if that's not a coincidence, I don't know what.
Or a calling.
Yeah, a calling.
A mystical calling.
Exactly, yeah. So that was a coincidence. And then I've been quite immersed in the roasting and the barista part of it, because I've developed a lot of barista training classes as well. But it's I consider myself a roastmaster. I do not consider myself a barista as such. I can pour an espresso, and with my research project in milk foam, it would be stupid to say that I'm not skilled in creating foam. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the most skilled in latte art. I've never competed. So I would say I'm extremely skilled at the basic and not the artistic level of barista.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But often people need basics need the basics. And
it's a starting point,
and then
it?
They can go to all demigods for the last part of it. That's not me.
So, but bring it back to roasting.
The roasting has been something that I feel that's my area, and so I'm a roastmaster, and I'm regularly roasting coffee myself at Contra. I teach. I've done that for a long time.
Well, you have a real skill not only for roasting but also for kind of conveying, because that's another skill to have, to convey knowledge with a method that you can retain. I mean, obviously, if you do something in hands-on, it's easier to retain. But, you know, you just have a very good all-round mythology to convey at least the basics, and then I think it's for other people to just take that and take the next step. But of course, you're there also to at a later stage to consult. And so, yeah, very briefly, we've got about 3 minutes two minutes left.
Okay.
For your consulting side of things, I mean, how would you help somebody to?
Yeah, but McCanter has used me for clients in South Africa, mm-hmm. and Korea, and different parts in the UK.
Setting up roasteries
and developing profiles and blends and things like that once they have the roastery.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also now developed an online consultancy where I, because I've been speaking to so many startups, mm-hmm. for 6 years here at London School, mm-hmm. of Coffee, I thought I could reach people online on video.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I'm going to actually maybe do just another little boo and give the email address, and not the email address, the web address.